The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
But can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode. Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go, don't!
It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3. KTAR.
Welcome to another episode. Is it an episode? Is it an edition? I'm never sure quite which one it is. Whatever it is, it's the Computer Corner. And we're here for another couple hours to educate you about technology, about computers, about the things in your life that are frustrating you. And does my mic sound really weird?
Something's up, definitely.
Something sounds weird.
There we go.
Maybe I got to turn the mic up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Ooh, see, now it sounds better. At least sounds better to me. Sound better to you?
It sounds better to me, too.
Are we professionals or what?
Exactly. Yep.
We come on the air and we start out by adjusting our microphones. That's how we roll. Anyway, it is the Computer Corner. We are the Data Doctors. We've been here on these very fine airwaves for, going on 14, 15 years now. If you've never listened to the show, never tuned in during these jam-packed 2 hours, well, you're in for a treat. I'm not only humble, but highly intelligent. Everybody looks at me like, no, you're not. No, so anyway, the show is about technology. We try to have a good time. We take calls. We ask you to participate. We give you lots of ways you can jump in and get involved, and we always have a topic that we bring to the table, things that we think are interesting going on in the world, and we sort of let that lead the show, so to speak. And today's topic, the latest options for cutting the cord. And when we talk about cutting the cord, we mean all the things you can do with technology today that allow you to do it without wires. Think VH1 Unplugged here, right? Without cables, without cords. And in some cases, maybe it's still with cables and cords, but it's doing things in a very alternative way. For example, a few years ago, when you'd make a phone call, you made it either from your cell phone or from your quote-unquote landline. And more and more and more of you have switched to things like Vonage or Magic Jack or name your voice over IP service provider. If you have, in the Phoenix area, if you have telephone delivered by Cox Communications, you're using voice over internet protocol, telephone service. And so there is no technical, quote-unquote, landline. And a lot of you have already cut that cord. Some of you have eliminated your home phone altogether because, well, you have a cell phone. It has unlimited minutes, nights, and weekends, and who cares, right?
It's a little redundant.
A little redundant. Wow, see, he's so much louder than I am. What's up with that?
It's my voice.
His voice is cool? Should I push these up higher? No, I should leave it the way it is. Pete's telling me. He's the master. He runs the show, so.
I'll back off.
I won't worry. See, he backs off. Maybe my windscreen. That's jacking things.
It's the phone cover.
Maybe it's that. I don't know. Anyway, you've cut that cord. Some of you have figured out that you no longer to view television, you no longer have to necessarily pay your cable TV provider or your satellite provider or get those crazy rabbit ears. You've discovered things like Hulu. Or you've discovered that some of the networks, the major networks, NBC, CBS, these guys, they have their own sort of streaming content at their site. And some of it you can watch commercial free or with what they call limited commercial interruption. But you can unplug, untether, cut the cord when it comes to television. Well, there's lots of other places in the world where you can cut that cord as well. And so today's show is going to focus on those kinds of things, those kinds of places. And we invite you to participate, jump in. You can give us a call, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. Outside of the Phoenix area, it's 1-800-564-5827. You can, of course, join us online, which is not really a request. It's a requirement because the show is interactive. And when I say interactive, there's things we talk about during the show. We're going to refer to those things. And those things are oftentimes resources you're going to find on the internet. And so to make it easy for you, we've consolidated all those resources into one place. along with links to listen to the show if you want to stream it online, meaning not listen to it on that crazy radio sitting next to you, instead listen to it on your computer, right? Or you want to subscribe to it, meaning when the show's done, we edit it up and take out the commercials for you. Think of your DVR, right, but for radio, and we post it all up, and you can subscribe to our podcast, and that'll magically come find you and be ready for you to listen to on your computer or on your mobile device, right? So you can jump in there. Also, our Facebook fan page where we interact and communicate with you. So if you have questions, things that you're afraid to call on, or the phone lines are busy at 602-277-5827, you can post those on our Facebook page. All these things you can reach through one address, datadoctors.com/radio. Datadoctors.com. If the slash thing freaks you out, just click where it says radio show. You'll be at the same place. And so there is where you'll find the things we're talking about. As the show progresses, we may add some additional links there to things we talk about. And you can participate again where it says join in. You'll see a link to Facebook or a link to iTunes, which is how you subscribe to the podcast. There's also links to ask questions, make suggestions, participate in the blog. There's all kinds of stuff there. We have our Geek Speak of the Week, which we'll talk about later on in the show. If you want to subscribe to our newsletter, links for that, and a poll we have each and every week. Which operating system are you using on as your primary operating system? So we've got choices for you there. We'll talk about those things again as the show progresses. So datadoctors.com/radio. That's the place to find all these goodies and links and nuggets of knowledge. So if you've got things you think are particularly interesting resources when it comes to cutting the cord, we invite you to jump in and participate. Or if you've got whatever kind of question about technology that's frustrating you, that's causing you problems, or you're thinking about making a new technology purchase, whether it's the PC world, that's Windows for you lay folk, or the Mac world, we've got the experts here in studio to make sure that we can help get your answers. Starting to my left with Robert D'Arezio.
How's it going?
He's here to, he's pounding away on the Facebook fan page helping answer questions and things, but he'll chime in when there's things that he knows about. And Louis Georges with Mac Media straight in front of me.
Yes.
And we've got a guy, a lurker, we'll call him. His name is Matt Tucker. He's in from some of our stores out in the Dallas area.
Is that the mute?
That's the mute. He's the guy. He said, I'm kind of afraid of talking on the microphone, so can I not do that? And I said, absolutely. So he's here to sort of watch and hang out, and then I'm going to drop him off at the airport when we're done so he can go back to Dallas. He works in our stores in the Dallas metro area, and if the guys out there are listening, well, Matt says hi. I mean, sort of by looking at me with a blank stare, the way you guys know he does. That's how he says hi. Anyway, that's the show. That's what we're talking about today. We're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we're going to start cutting the cord and helping you to cut the cord. We might be able to help you save some money. We might be able to add some convenience to your life. Well, we're going to do lots of things for you. You're going to have to stick around. It's the Computer Corner back right after this. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. Hey, it's amazing when you take the windscreen off, things sound
totally different.
More gooder. At least as far as I'm concerned. Pete's rolling his eyes at me like, no, dude, you don't sound that good. Don't kid yourself. I know I don't sound that good. I'm a hack job? Yes, I am.
It doesn't have the radio voice, Pete.
Oh, keep my day job. Yes, I plan on it. Radio as a career, maybe not so much. I don't know. Hey, we got lines open, which is rare, and you guys are making me look bad in front of our guy here from Dallas. I mean, I don't mean you guys. I mean the people listening. Our lines are almost always like booked up solid at 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR. Is it possible the phone lines are messed up?
Maybe we actually solved every single problem.
After 15 years of doing this?
I think we may have.
We've solved all problems? Well, wait a minute. No. Somebody out there can't, defrag won't complete on their computer. Somebody's got a message popped up saying your antivirus has detected all kinds of things and you need to pay $29.95 to buy this program, right?
Nice.
And meanwhile, the studio is infected.
Well, there's a possibility.
Everyone's infected.
Oh, see, the phone lines do work because there's somebody calling now. Oh, there's another one and another one. Look at that. See, you guys do care. I thought you were going to make me look bad in front of Matt, so I'm glad that we got a few people that are deciding to join us here. Oh, see, even more.
Maybe
look
it's going to take 15 more years to get these problems.
And from all parts of the valley, based on the caller IDs there, they're coming in from everywhere. So anyway, we're talking about cutting the cord or Well, going over the top. And what we mean by over the top is you all have an internet connection now in your home, in your office, in your business, where you work, where you play. And it's possible to take that internet connection that you used to use just to surf the web and get email. And now you can use your phone over it. You can watch your TV over it. You can get your movies over it. How many of you guys have done the Netflix on your Blu-ray player or on your PlayStation 3 or on your 3? Xbox or on your TiVo or on your name the device that was never intended to necessarily do that, but now you're doing it?
Everyone.
And the instant play is just getting better and better because there are so many titles. I mean, when I first started out doing that instant play, there was no library at all. And now you go in here and almost everything's instant play.
And you wonder why you drive down the street and there's less and less Blockbuster videos and less of these. Hollywood's gone now, I think.
Gone.
Right? Because you can get this stuff on demand right now and at a decent price. Or those Red Boxes. What's up with that? I mean, that's still not cutting the cord, but.
Yeah, what's Red Box? It's like a buck, right? For Red Box?
It's a buck a day.
Yeah.
Forget late fees. It's a buck a day. Easy. And if you keep it for more than X number of days, you just keep it.
Yep.
It's yours. You own it. Congratulations.
Everybody's a winner.
I still think I like the Netflix streaming better.
I was trying to get a buddy of mine to come down here, but he's way too good and way too busy for us.
This is your super technical buddy with the...
Yeah, this guy, when it comes to cutting the cord with television, this guy has completely cut the cord. He's not at the mercy of what Hulu might have to offer. He doesn't have to go and pay some crazy subscription. He's got, I'm sure it's less than legal in all cases, sort of software and technology and whatever, but he doesn't have cable TV. He doesn't have satellite TV. He doesn't have the dumb the HD antenna that gets the over-the-air stuff.
So
right?
Just internet.
And he's picked, his 20, 30 shows that him and his family like, and the computer goes out and gets the latest editions and brings them down and combines them and puts them into folders and categorizes them and downloads all the metadata and the background. I mean, when he goes to watch TV, he just flips on his TV and uses his remote and picks whatever he's going to watch. And it's there for him, and the entire season is cataloged with all the credits and it's nuts.
And it's a little excessive, though.
It's a crazy amount of work to set it up to work properly. But the way he's got it set up, you could take my 6-year-old daughter and put her in front of the TV, and she'd be able to watch whatever she wanted to watch, and she wouldn't even know the difference that she didn't have, the $100 a month cable bill or whatever it is that you pay for cable, right? So he's figured out how to cut that cord in a way that's pretty extreme. And more people are figuring out how to cut that particular cord. We talked about the phone thing and cutting the cord. What about some of the new wireless mice, some of the technologies that come out that have a little baby sort of gyroscope built into the mouse, and you hold it in your hand, think like an egg, right? And the motion of what you do controls what happens on the computer screen or the remotes. Robert, you were talking about some kind of remote for your TV.
The new TVs are actually coming built in with motion interactivity as well. So
the remote control is your hand.
It's your hand. No more.
You make a gesture up like you want to, stand up kind of gesture. And it knows that means turn the volume up or sit down kind of gesture, right? You can train it and it's watching you, not with a camera, but with a little sensor. And it can tell the gestures you have and change channels and go up and down in volume and switch inputs and... I mean, this is almost as good as the original cut the cord device.
Yep.
The clapper, of course, is what I'm talking about.
Clap on.
Yeah, clap on, clap off. See, that was the original, the start of cutting the cord. So we're going to talk about lots more when it comes to cutting the cord. We invite you to join us, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. And, of course, join us online at datadoctors.com/radio. Nancy, August, Mike. You folks are in, so you sit tight through the break. The rest of you, we got two lines, 602-277-5827, or join us online, datadoctors.com/radio. We'll be back right after this short break. Stick around. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. If you missed any part of the show, fear not. We record it. Then we chop it up into nice little bite-sized slices. Then we upload it, and it comes to you in the form of a podcast. or on demand. You want to grab that podcast? You want to listen to it on demand? You want to go back in time and see resources for previous shows? You want to get involved in the show? Any of those things you want to do, it's all at one place. It's at datadoctors.com/radio. We tried to make it easy. We consolidated everything. Are people doing anything on the Facebook page there with us?
Yeah, getting quite a bit. Getting quite a bit.
Here's the deal with what we do on Facebook. We, you know, it's called a fan page because that's what Facebook calls it. But at the end of the day, we're trying to give you a way to reach out and interact with us, ask questions, things that, you know, you don't want to call in on because you're chicken. I don't know. Whatever it is, you can interact with us there. You can get the link through that same place we told you, datadoctors.com/radio. But you can ask questions and we'll answer them. We'll help you out. We'll give you advice. That's what we're here for. So whether you want to call and ask us, whether you want to throw it on the Facebook fan page, whatever you want to do, we're here for you. And maybe we'll jump on the phones and then we're going to come back. Actually, before we jump on the phones, Matt decided he would actually talk, which seems cool. So you want to try the talking thing? You have to push that one button. See? So he said, I got an idea for cutting the cord. And I said, well, can you talk about it? And he said, yeah. What was your idea? The cutting the cord thing. That's the theme of today's show. It's how to sort of eliminate the old traditional way of doing something in favor of a newfangled way that makes it more convenient or saves you some bucks. What's your idea?
Well, I was thinking about some of the original cutting the cord ideas, something like bringing your photo lab to the house, getting it set up right there on your desk with your photo printer.
Your photo lab to the house. So you got to have a photo printer to do this?
Well, a photo printer replaces the dark room, the chemicals, the film, everything else.
So cutting the cord when it comes to photos. So everybody has the digital camera, right? And a lot of you maybe take those things now down to your Walgreens or to wherever, and you have them make the prints, but why not make them at home? Or maybe the cutting the cord is the opposite. Maybe it's get rid of the dumb printer thing that you've been printing out on at home because that's not that great a quality. And maybe don't go down to the Walgreens or whatever, but go on to Shutterfly or one of the other places where you can print the photos online.
Sure, some digital scrapbooking.
Digital scrapbooking. See, that's cutting the cord. I'm sure you've got ideas, too. 602-277-5827. That's the number Nancy dialed. Nancy, do you have any ideas on how you can cut the cord with technology?
Yes. I want to buy a laptop so I can take it with me in the RV when we go out this summer.
Okay.
Instead of writing checks.
So instead of writing checks, you want to pay your bills like online?
Online.
Okay. But see, that's cutting the cord right there. Forget stamps. Forget the mail. Pay your bills online. So you're looking for some ideas of what you need for a laptop? Or
yes. I've seen the cute smaller ones that like aren't so heavy and stuff. And what's the difference between those and then the larger ones?
What you're talking about is referred to as a netbook.
A netbook.
So those are primarily aimed at people that are doing things on the net, meaning the internet.
Uh-huh.
And so they're not big power horses. For example, if you so you can have one of those. Have you seen those new little smart cars, those little tiny cars that seat two people?
Yes.
Very efficient to get from point A to point V, great gas mileage, maybe even a little bit of fun to drive because they're different, right? But if you had a boat to pull, it'd be the wrong car.
Right.
So the netbook is the smart car, meaning a very efficient way to get from wherever, whatever it is you're trying to do. But it's good for light tasks only. As soon as you have a bolt to pull in the computer world, as soon as you want to do some graphic design or get into any kind of heavy productivity applications, anything like that, it's the wrong tool for the job.
Okay.
So what you described of paying bills online, certainly a netbook, which the word net, again, means internet, it's perfectly suited to doing that kind of thing. What else do you need it to do?
Probably like the Google.
Yep.
If we're in a different state or whatever, find out what's around there or what we need to look for.
So Google Maps, anything that's online, we're in great, great shape. Besides internet-related activities, what other kind of stuff you need this thing to be able to do for you?
Like I said, just take it in the RV, so nothing really heavy.
Okay.
No printing or anything like that.
Now, where you're going out in the world, do you have access to, like, wireless internet, Wi-Fi?
Part of the time we will.
Okay, so when you do, then the netbook, without any additions, is going to get you online so that you can do those things. But if you don't have access,
right,
then you're going to need some way to get online. And if you're at least in an area that has decent cell phone reception, then you might consider, depending on who your cell phone provider is, if it's, you know, T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon or whoever, you could talk with them about what options they have for wireless data cards. And so you'd pay, like your cell phone bill, you'd pay something a little less than that, but you'd pay to have this little card that you'd plug into this netbook that lets you get online without worrying about whether there's wireless internet access, sort of Wi-Fi available.
Okay.
And so it's roughly, depending on the provider and those kinds of things and what kind of option you currently have, it might run you $40-$50 a month in addition to your cell phone bill. It may be less, maybe a little bit more. You'll have to talk to whoever is your regular cell phone provider.
Okay. Now, compared to the regular book, that would do everything that my home-based computer can do?
Well, no, not everything that your home-based computer would do.
No.
But anything that you've described so far, it would do beautifully.
Okay.
So I don't know what else you use your home computer for. I mean, if you're going to check your email, if you want to, you know, open up and write a letter occasionally, you're going to be fine. It's when you start getting into anything that's advanced kind of gaming, any kind of editing of music or video or multimedia in general, things that are what we'd call productivity applications, those kinds of things, generally they're not well suited. So again, back to our example of the smart car trying to pull a boat, it's never going to happen.
Okay.
So as long as you understand going into it, the good thing about them is that they're lightweight, they're low cost. Right, and they generally consume very little battery power, so the batteries last a long time.
Okay.
But again, if you're going to get into anything that's heavy duty stuff, you got the wrong tool for the job.
Okay. We're from the generation of when we had the typewriter. You still throw the carriage back at the end of each sentence or end of each line.
I gotcha.
So we're seniors, and that's I needed to find out what the difference was, but it seemed like the small one. Now, could I make the print larger?
Sure. On those things, it's much like any kind of regular Windows-based computer where the things you can do, in fact, it should look and feel very familiar to you.
Okay.
If you use a Windows-based computer today, a lot of it will work exactly the same way you're used to. It's just sort of what's under the hood, so to speak.
Okay.
It doesn't have that power horse. But it sounds like you don't need that for what you want to do.
No. Any suggestions where I could get a good one?
So something that we sort of figured out years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
And helps. Part of it's, you know, the business that we're in, it helps. What you buy is not nearly as important as who you buy it from. And what I mean by that is when you have a problem, what's the support mechanism like from whoever you're buying it from? And so the product sometimes will dictate that. For example, if you go to Costco, certainly Costco's a good brand. They're nice people, right? But they don't know anything about computers there. So they'll sell one to you, but if it breaks, you have a problem. You get to call the manufacturer's tech support and deal with whatever that process is.
Okay.
Right? Same with a lot of the big box stores versus like customers that come into our stores or like Lewis's customers. He runs primarily Mac shop where they repair and sell Apple computers and products. We're more the neighborhood. You buy it from us. We service it. We take care of it. We answer your questions. You call us. There's no call center, those kinds of things. And so it's a different experience. And so that depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
That would help steer where you'd go. And then the people you're talking to, they should be having this same kind of dialogue with you, which is, well, what are you going to use it for, Nancy? And trying to dig into, well, what else? Are there other things? Because the product should be secondary to your use and your needs. And so at the end of me interviewing you, like I just did here, it sounds like a netbook would be fine for you. You don't need to spend more money on something that's more powerful because you're not going to use it anyway.
Right, exactly.
And that's the kind of conversation that somebody should be having with you, or you're in the wrong place to buy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
Very helpful. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, when you were talking to her about the netbooks and the fact that she was in an RV, we were discussing this over at our shop and the fact that an iPad might be a perfect type of device for an RV situation because it's small and compact, has a battery that lasts forever.
Batteries are nuts on those things.
And
huh?
Does a lot of those things that she's looking to do.
Yep.
Surf the internet, email, play with pictures, maybe an e-reader for reading books or watching movies. But it's very affordable and it's compact. So in an RV, there's always limitations as far as space.
Well, so Ken, he's going to be calling in just a little bit. He's been, for the last almost week, he's been out on the road all over the East Coast. And he took off with an iPad in one hand and his iPhone in the other hand. And he has no netbook, no laptop. He's cast off all the normal things that he'd have technology-wise to see, can I get through a week in my life, in his life, with just the iPad? And there's a few things he's run into where he couldn't, and one of them had to do with online banking specifically. And it was because of the browser that's built into the device that you can't change in that particular case. where he's a little bit stuck. So it's probably a great thing, but there are limitations. And part of what this real world test is that he's got is he's going to call in just a little bit and share the things that he ran into and how he got around them, if he got around them. I know one of them was preparing part of the content for this radio show, and it had to do with some technology we use on sort of what we call the back end of our website. But specifically, the browser that he has didn't like some of the technology we use that he's used on 100 computers at 100 different places before. It just, he could not post the content. So he had to send it to me. I had to post it.
Sure.
We got around it. He could create all the content, so the hard work was already done. But yeah, there's some little things, and some of that's going to get cleared up in probably the next few months when people start having these experiences because, you know, I'm sure it's little detail stuff, but it can be a big deal. So
yeah, I've had people that were more on the admin side come into the store, and they said, you know, I've got this iPad, and I've been remoting into my PCs and doing stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you're
doing more than it was intended for.
Yeah, doing a lot more than it's intended for. It's got to be kind of cumbersome when you get to remoting into your PC.
He's doing it just to see what can be done and push the edge on purpose. And so, anyway, he's going to call in a little bit later on in the show. Of course, we want to hear more from you, 602-277-5827, or join us online at datadoctors.com/radio. We're cutting the cord. Back right after this. We're talking about cutting the cord. Ways to use alternatives that generally involve the internet. And the most common and the ones thought of most are the ways that you cut the cord today when it comes to watching television with things like Hulu or the networks. And perhaps the way you cut the cord when it comes to your telephone, your old landline. The way you cut the cord by getting music and downloading that. I mean, there's all kinds of different things. We have resources posted for you online, datadoctors.com/radio. I think before we talk more about that, though, I'm going to jump right back into the phones because we got a whole bank of callers calling. And up next is Bill. Bill, welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help, sir?
Yeah, I just got a part-time job working from home for a customer service, and they'll be downloading something onto my computer. I'm just wondering if there's any increased vulnerability or if there's any suggestions for increased security.
All right, so we're gonna back up. You said they're downloading stuff onto your computer. Downloading is an action that you would take, not something they would. So is there some piece of software they're having you install?
I guess to get access to the database that I'd be working with.
So probably they are setting up a piece of software called a VPN. Right, that allows you to connect back to their world so that you have access, just like people that would be sitting in the call center,
mm-hmm.
right? You have access to the same type of resources. So the database and the customer information and troubleshooting and whatever kinds of things that they have, mm-hmm. right? So it's nothing more than creating sort of a secure tunnel, right, between you and them,
right,
that allows you to function as if you were in the in their offices. So does it increase your vulnerability? Generally not. In fact, they're more concerned about security probably than you are in that when you're connected in that way, if your machine has issues or vulnerabilities, they potentially can be hurt by that.
Okay.
So oftentimes they're going to do some things proactively to prevent you from having viruses and vulnerabilities because it may come back on them.
I see.
So if you were worried about the other way around, it's really probably more of a concern for them than it is for you.
Okay, because, you know, I'd be a lot more online than I would be normally. And more time for something to happen, I guess.
Right. But generally speaking, I mean, you being online is not the danger in the world. It's what you do when you're online.
There you go. Okay.
Right. And it's the things you click on and the websites you go to. And, the more sort of high-risk activities you do, things like in the old days we had Napster, and it was sort of half legal, sort of. And, it in and of itself wasn't a big problem, except for when it started to become a little less legal, people started to find other ways to share music. And those are oftentimes places where people pump up all kinds of viruses and things that look and like they're going to be music, but instead you're infecting yourself.
Gotcha.
And these days also just doing some internet searches and going to the wrong website can lead you to nasty infections.
Yeah, so. I'm almost paranoid about not doing that, and if something else pops up, I X out and then I Google it or review it and, you know, see what it what it might really be all about.
But simply being online in of itself, not necessarily an issue, as long as you have a decent firewall and those kinds of things. But today, unless you're really doing something that was set up a while back in time, meaning a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. you're going to have that stuff in place from the get-go.
Okay, and did you guys find a good place to eat in Chicago?
You know, we found lots of good places to eat in Chicago.
All right. Well, I suggested that one Miller's Pub. I just wondered if you'd get there.
Oh, you're that Bill.
Yeah, no, we didn't. I'm Cardiac Willie here.
You're Cardiac Willie. We did not get to that place. We had so many suggestions that we took a few of them and I think hit them up. And then some we said, you know, those look too far away. We're too lazy. And so we went stuff closer by.
Okay, it's kind of hard not to find a good place.
Pretty much.
Have a good one.
Hey, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. That frees up a line, 602-277-5827. But rather than take another call, if I do, Pete will breathe fire and the glass, the 17 panes of glass between him and me will melt. And, Lewis will catch on fire long before me, so that'll be fine. Actually, I'll be fine. In that case, I'll go ahead and take another call because it's no big deal, right, Pete? Yeah, maybe not.
You see the smirk?
He's told me 3 times during today's show, keep your day job.
Yeah. Well, you do a decent job at it.
I would say to him the same thing, except for he does. And this is his day job, and he's pretty good at it. Makes us sound halfway decent.
Yeah, it makes us sound good.
You know. So we're talking about how you can cut the cord. We've got resources posted for you online at datadoctors.com/radio. When we come back, we're going to have our famed, most popular, well, it's sort of our favorite part of the show. It's called our Geek Speak of the Week. Also, you can join us online, facebook.com/datadoctors. Or through the whole radio show page, there's a link. You can click it. It's very easy. It's not that hard. And we're going to hook you up with whatever your question is. So jump in. Ask your question. We'll help you out. It's that easy. We're the Data Doctors. And Lewis from Mac Media. Quick time out here. We'll be back right after this.
The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
But can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode. Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go,
oh! It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3, KTAR.
Welcome to hour number 2 of the Computer Corner. And yet another look from Pete where he's thinking to himself, gosh, these guys are such rookies. What are these guys doing in here? Can you believe you have to put up with us for 2 hours every week, Pete? But we bring him food, which is like bribery, so he does put up with us.
I'm still making adjustments to my microphone I'm on the air.
Well, yeah, that's what all rookies do, bro. That's what Pete's thinking, right? You can't believe that we talk about this on the air. You can't believe that we waste time talking about absolutely nothing. But Pete, we're very entertaining.
That's how
we're highly entertaining. If you want to see the resources, the links, some of the stuff we're talking about, if you want to get involved in the show, you want to jump on the Facebook fan page, whatever it is you want to do, it's all at one place, datadoctors.com/radio. And if you haven't figured out what this show is, well, just stick around for a few minutes. You'll figure out it's a big waste of your time. No, it's high quality content. Content like our 80s themed music, Geek Speak of the Week. Each week and every week, we play music from a couple of decades ago, and then we find a word or a phrase or an acronym or some kind of vernacular from the world of geekdom. We share it with you. We define it. We use it in a sentence. We pretend like we're at a spelling bee that's in the 80s. And we call it the Geek Speak of the Week. Robert, take it away.
Latency.
Latency?
Latency.
That's a big stretch for like a Geek Speak of the Week thing. I mean, latency is like an average everyday Joe word used out in the world, right?
Yep.
What's it mean in our geek world?
In the geek world, it means that when a sending computer sends a packet over a network connection.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You're not going to read that.
No. But no.
What's it mean?
There's a latent time for...
No. Robert, look at me, man.
It's a little technical for me.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You're a gamer, right?
I'm a gamer.
All right. So, in the world of gamers, there are the LPBs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know me.
LPBs is low-paying bastard. That's just the terminology. I'm sorry. It's just what it is.
Nice.
You can say that on the air. It's okay.
Low-paying bastard.
Don't say it again. One time. There's a limit. Anyway.
Whoops.
So, the reason we call those people that is because they have low
latency
to the server, which means that their connection to the server that everybody's playing on has it gets the information gets from their computer to the server faster than others, right? So low latency is good. It means quick. And latency, when it comes to the unplugged world where we're cutting the cord, right? If you have high latency on a connection that's an internet connection, and you try to take your voice, which voice is a real-time kind of thing, unlike when you're viewing a web page where you've noticed that the page loads sort of top to bottom and the text pops in and then the pictures load in, and sometimes it takes a minute for all the pictures to sort of pop up on a slow connection. Well, we don't really care about that much when we're viewing web pages. I mean, we want it to be fast, but it doesn't change the experience all that much. But when my voice... That's
bad.
A latency problem, right? You've been on that kind of call.
All the time. I unfortunately have
and
a phone.
And so, yeah, the latency issue is a big issue, whether you're a gamer, whether you're trying to do phone. If you're trying to do video stuff, you've all seen the thing. You're watching this cool thing that somebody showed you on YouTube, and it's a joke, right? And they're getting through it, and they're going right to the punchline, and then... Rebuffering. Here comes the rebuffering.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's doing the robot.
Right. That is a latency or sometimes a bandwidth issue, but we'll call it a latency issue because it makes the story better. That's how we do latency
like
without
that
reading.
I like that definition
better. See, don't read, man. Anybody can read that. If you want to read, you can go to our website, datadoctors.com/radio, and scroll down, bottom right-hand corner, says Geek Speak. Read away. But here in this studio... No,
that's
sir.
We
define
roll.
Things, and we don't define them by reading them. I didn't mean to school you in front of everybody.
I just got schooled.
All right. It's all good, but we had fun, right?
I had fun.
In front of everybody on the airway.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people.
Thousands and thousands?
Thousands.
You think it's that many?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Twos or so.
Two or three people?
Something like that. You know what, Robert? We're gonna help make you feel a lot better because we've got Charlie with us, and Charlie has got a question that is so near and dear to your heart. You're going to weep. Charlie, don't push touch tones, man. Just talk. What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I got a question. I'm going back to Michigan for my 40th graduation party.
40th graduation party. Charlie, you've been around the block a few times, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Congratulations on 40 years. Anyway, you're going to Michigan, and what's your question for Robert?
Okay, I want a computer... like a laptop that I can get on to ESPN Sports and Yahoo Sports, and that's all I want to do.
That's what I'm talking
about.
You just
want to go to two sports pages and that's it, right? I'm going to save you a bunch of money, bro.
Simple.
You ready?
Oh, that's what I want to know. Then we go to Hawaii in September.
Yeah, no, if you only care about those two things, I'm going to save you a bunch of money.
Oh, cool.
Buy a newspaper if you can find one.
I thought we were cutting the cord, man.
The sports section, that's all you need, man. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you got to get your games in on time.
Oh, so you want to get like up to the minute stuff.
No. I just got to put my picks in and then...
Yeah, he's got to call the bookie.
Oh, my bad. I didn't understand we're trying to do gambling. Okay, this is important stuff. My bad. Okay, so...
Oh, gambling. No, we had that in Detroit.
Okay, sorry, we won't call it gambling. We'll call it competing for money. Anyway.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just for the sport of it.
Okay, either way. Sure it is, Charlie, just between you and me. So you want to be able to get online when you're traveling. You sound a lot like Nancy. I mean, not like vocally or anything, but what she wanted to do was like pay some bills and play Slingo and jump online and... check out Google and see what's around her from the maps. And I mean, if all you're going to be doing is doing sort of some web browsing kind of things, then you can go with the netbook route, or Apple has maybe an answer for you with the iPad. You've heard all kinds of news stories about that thing, right?
I remember the cartridge typewriter, too.
Well, I don't think a cartridge typewriter is going to do what you're looking for when it comes to watching your or putting your sports picks in or your illegal gambling or whatever it is you do that I don't want to know anything about, Charlie. But, but yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something, you're looking for the most basic bucket of bolts you can find out there,
right,
then the netbook world is probably your least expensive route.
And where would I get one, and how much moolah am I going to put out?
Gosh, you can get them in all kinds of different places that you might find electronics. So without, you know, doing a commercial, there's lots of places out there that sell computers. People come to us all the time for those kinds of things. People go to big box stores all the time for those kinds of things. People see Lewis over at Mac Media sometimes for those kinds of things if they like the Apple for varieties of them. So there's lots of places out there, but I can't point you at any single one of them because I just don't know any.
Okay, where are you guys located, and how much would one be just for my basic?
So, Charlie, I'll make it easy. Remember the website we keep talking about, datadoctors.com/radio?
Okay.
Leave that slash off, and then the answer to the where are you guys located at will become really apparent to you.
Okay, I'm right at the base of the White Tank Mountains.
You're going to have a little bit of a hike no matter where you're going to us or to any of those stores for that matter. But, yeah, I mean, price-wise, netbooks start in the $250 to $300 neighborhood and go on up from there depending on what you're looking for, features and screen size and all kinds of things. But, you know, that gets you a start.
Okay. Now, Verizon had something that they had. They have like a little notebook or whatever.
To tell you what, Charlie, I'm overdue for a break, so I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to grab you off the air, and we're going to answer your question one-on-one, just you and me. And then we can talk about your illegal gambling thing, too, because that sounds cool to me.
Nice.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick time out here. When we come back, more of your calls, your questions, and, of course, more about how to unplug in your world. It's the Computer Corner. Stick around. Oh, I just finished up with Charlie, and I get to take a deep breath.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Charlie's a good guy. Hey, by the way, somebody on our Facebook fan page asked if there was a way that they could take their netbook that has Verizon built in, which is one of the things that Charlie was considering buying, and share the internet connection. And the answer simply was sort of no, but then maybe yes. And so we had a couple of ideas. If you're interested in sort of that whole dialogue and the potential answers and the information we gave, well, then become a fan, for dang sake. Datadoctors.com/radio, click where it says Facebook, and then click the Become a Fan button, and you can read Craig's question and our three-part answer.
Three parts?
Three parts. One part Robert, two parts Brandon, makes three-part answer. See that? And if you were interested in Jeannie, somebody's question about, I have this window that keeps popping up and I want to size it differently. We answered that question too. And this is all while we've been on the air. And is there a way to boost the power on an iPhone 3GS to get better reception in rural areas?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes, there is. And we answered that question too. And how about I have an old Dell Dimension this, and it's got that problem. We answered that one too. Whatever your question is, guess what? We'll answer it.
That's how we roll.
Call us up here. Jump on there. Whatever it is, it works for you. It works for us. So, and I could try to pronounce that guy's name. He's listening on KTAR 92.3 megahertz. What's that guy's name? P-E-T-E-J.
Pete J.
Okay. We didn't answer his question, but we liked what he said. So, anyway. What was I saying about that?
Well, speaking of cutting the cord.
Yeah, there we go. Nice segue there. Speaking of cutting the cord.
What about that AT&T microcell
talking
about?
The microcell, that was actually the answer to the guy who has the AT&T phone in a rural area, and how do I get better reception? So there's this cool device that AT&T makes, and I think T-Mobile has a similar kind of thing out there in the world. And Sprint, I think, has one. So you order this device from said phone provider, and it's for areas where you have bad cell phone reception, but that you frequently use your phone, like at your workplace or at your office, or I guess those are the same thing,
your home,
whatever. And this device plugs into your home internet connection, and it plugs into power. And you turn it on, and it syncs up and does its thing and whirls, and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff happens behind the scenes. It doesn't matter. But the end result is that suddenly you have 5 bars. And not only that, but the application that says phone actually works.
Yeah, because I got 5 bars and it still doesn't work.
Right. But this makes it work, and it's using some magic. It's using a little bit of your internet connection and a little bit of your power to help bridge the gap between the cell phone antennas that aren't close enough for you to get the good reception you're looking for and your home. And so it takes the last mile, so to speak, meaning the bad connection you have, you're avoiding that bottleneck and using your internet connection in your home to get to the closest place where you can jump on then AT&T or T-Mobile's or whoever's network to make that phone call.
Yeah, now I have some experience setting up the AT&T flavor,
yep.
Which is essentially Cisco. But when you set it up, basically what you need to do
You said essentially Crisco?
Crisco or Cisco.
Crisco like the stuff you bake with?
It is.
So Cisco. So you plug this thing in. You order the thing up. It shows up in the mail a couple days
order
later.
Order it up, set it up, just plug it in, and it's got to pair up essentially. So it's got to get its connection from the net. And
but there's no human intervention involved in this pairing up. You plug it in, follow the instructions. I mean, you don't need to be a tech guy to be able to figure this out, right?
No, it's fairly simple. And then you log into the web interface, and what you do is you add the phone numbers that you want the microcell to use.
What do you mean the phone numbers you want it to use? Oh, so this is so your neighbors can't use your microcell unless you want them to.
I guess so.
Good idea.
So you put these numbers in there, and when you're looking at that flavor.
Hey, who should keep their day job now, sir?
Is Pete cutting me off?
No, go ahead. You keep rolling.
So when you look at your phone, it'd say whoever the provider is in the signal. Now it says microcell in that provider.
Okay.
And five bars everywhere.
Interesting.
Nice.
So that's cutting the cord in a way. So we've gotten rid of our landline to have a cell phone, but then that's not working. And so then we plug in this other device that uses our internet connection. We've double cut the cord, which I believe means we're corded again.
Woo.
Right? It's like a double negative.
Does that make it a positive?
I don't know. I'm so confused. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to caffeinate. We're going to figure out if you cut the cord twice, if you've actually reattached the cord at that point. And when we come back, we're going to tell you the answer to that question. And, of course, answer more of your calls, your questions at 602-277-5827. We got a full half-hour show left. Robert wants you to stick around. Lewis wants you to stick around. Matt doesn't care either way. And I actually would love it if you'd stick around. So do that. Got a mobile broadband connection you're looking to share? You want to figure out how to take control of your recycle bin and free up some hard drive space? We don't just mean emptying it. What about bypassing it altogether? Want to know why games are taking over our lives and why they'll continue to do so and why you'll be a part of it even though you don't think you're a gamer? Because it's not those kinds of games we're talking about. What about the mom who's being sued by her son for harassment over her posting on his Facebook page? That's the kind of stuff and more that was in this week's weekly newsletter. If you want to be a subscriber, there's like three clicks. Ready? DataDoctors.com/radio. Scroll to the lower right. Click to either subscribe or view the archives so you can get the latest newsletter right now because you weren't signed up. And then do yourself a favor. Sign up so that it just comes right to your inbox each and every week rather than you having to go seek it out. And as you'll see through the archives, you won't find ads or commercials or spam or garbage in there. It's content every week that includes tips and security information and news about what's going on in technology and links to the various media things, video and CNN related that we do, and newspaper columns and all kinds of stuff, including a preview of this very fine show that we do each week. But it's all designed to help you avoid the potholes on the information superhighway and otherwise. And to make your computing experience just a little bit better. So, take advantage, check it out, whatever. Is that a good commercial? Take advantage, check it out, whatever. We don't care. We do care, but I'm not going to tell you anything more about it. It's awesome. You'll figure it out. Right? Back to the phones?
Back to the phones.
Ken might be calling in, by the way. Hey, Pete, Ken might be calling in, by the way. He'll be on a train, not on a plane, not on a bus. It's mostly rains in Spain on the plane. Choo-choo? Oh, choo-choo, not what you're doing with your mouth, but what the train does as it speeds along. Gotcha. Don't know if it's that kind of train. Whatever.
He's excited about it. He can't wait to hear the clarity.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know who's been holding for a really long time? A guy named Mike. Mike, is your ear still attached to your head, or has it fallen off yet?
I'm good.
You're good.
I got you on speakerphone on my cell phone.
Oh, we love speakerphone on a cell phone on the radio. That makes for great live radio. Pete loves it most. He wishes that everybody would call, and especially when they were in really bad cell phone reception areas. Anyway, hey, Mike, you've been holding for a really long time. You've been patient with us. How can we help you, sir?
I have a Dell desktop that was from a recycling place downtown. I bought it, and I put an operating system in it. Apparently, the driver didn't come up for the monitor. The page is only 25% of the page is on the screen. The rest of it, I have to scroll around looking for it. So I wanted to get the whole screen onto a whole monitor in the four corners.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You want the entire screen to be visible at one time?
Yes.
You drive a hard bargain, sir. You're like those guys who want their computer to work all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I have to. I'm starting a Forex business, so.
A who business?
Forex. Currency trading.
Currency trading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you four quarters, you give me a buck kind of thing? Because I don't know how you're going to make money at that, to be honest, Mike.
The nation's currencies float against each other.
Oh, money laundering. I get it. Okay. So, so thanks for that hint there, Pete. Anyway, so you've got this issue where your screen resolution is larger than the screen size. And in Windows, there's some settings and some adjustments you can make where you can basically tell it to have one screen. If you say you had three or four monitors, you could tell it to use this one for the top left and this one for the top right and so on, right? And so it sounds like you've either got something like that or you've got something like virtual desktops set up where the screen only represents a portion of the actual imaginary screen that Windows thinks it has.
No, I got the first one. The problem is the little meter. It says just click and drag that meter. It doesn't budge.
It's like grayed out?
Yeah, it's set as the lowest setting, and it keeps on.
And which version of Windows are we talking about?
XP.
All right. So what I'm going to suggest is you figure out, is this the original video card, for lack of a better term, that was built into the original computer, or was it an add-on card, or do you know?
Add-on. I had to go out and buy a D-Link. Believe it or not, this computer was set up for the phone line thing. I had to put my own card in there.
Wait, but you said D-Link. D-Link doesn't make video cards. They make, like, network cards.
Oh, network. Yeah, for the network card. That's why I haven't got to the video portion of this thing yet.
Okay, but you're talking about the issues with the screen, which has to do with the video portion, right?
Oh, okay.
Or what did I miss?
I'm a beginner, so you got to.
Oh, okay.
Me.
I'm sorry. So video meaning our ability to output what you see, right?
Right. And while the audio is messed up too, the audio just clicks. It doesn't.
Hey, Mike.
At least I know my speakers work.
What kind of deal did you get on this recycled computer, bro?
$30.
But now you've put how much into a new network card and your sound doesn't work, so you got to buy that. And
$15 for the network card at Fry's Electronics.
Okay, so a couple things. There's a chance that all these things work that you're buying parts for.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you load an operating system, that's the beginning of the job, not all the job. So
right. There's
more to do, which is to go to, in your case, Dell's website and go to their support section and navigate through it to where you have to tell it what make and model of computer you have, that kind of thing, right?
Did that already. I downloaded a driver that sounds like it's close to
Drivers can't be close. They have to be exact.
Mm, okay.
So you have to get the exact drivers for your make and model of computer. And for each device, and you don't just download them, then you have to install them and you have to follow the instructions because some of them mean you have to run a file. Some of them means you have to do some things that involve going into your device manager and clicking around. And so you got to follow all the instructions for each of those things, for usually for your sound. Then for your video, which is your screen, right? That kind of stuff. And
right. For
network drivers and for all these things.
Okay.
And so before you go out and start buying a bunch of hardware, probably the hardware you have works. It just needs to be set up properly. And you're either going to need to go through some of the pain of learning how to do that, or you're going to have to bribe a friend with adult beverages is my suggestion.
Right.
Or you can pay a professional. Those are generally the three choices.
Or an illegal gambling tip.
Well, you know, if you're in the currency exchange business, then maybe that's, I don't know. You get where I'm going with that, Mike?
Yeah, thank you.
So I bet you before you start buying more parts, your parts may be fine. It may just be Windows doesn't know what they are.
That's right. I just happened to be down there buying this stuff, and there was a guy who owns his old computer store, and he was buying a stack of these things. So I'll bet the hardware's good if he was buying it. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. D-Link's not my favorite brand when it comes to that stuff, but it's also not my least favorite brand, so. Anyway, it sounds like, you just need to go get those drivers, but the ones specific to the model you have. and then follow the instructions they have for each of the things you're going to set up and install, and your problems will start melting away one at a time. And then I'm going to come see you about changing four quarters for a buck.
Right.
All right?
All right. I was looking for an IT specialist. I guess I'll become one. Thank you.
You can become one or you can look for one, but then that turns into dollars, and it sounded like you were trying to go the thrifty route since you bought the refurbished one to begin with, right?
That's correct.
So you're going to become one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you can teach me how to become a currency expert so that I don't accidentally exchange, you know, a quarter for a dime thinking it's, you know, bigger, so it must be better kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, you got to watch those Susan B. Anthony dollars. You might have 4 quarters.
Exactly. Those guys are bad news. Hey, thanks for the call, and good luck with all that, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Currency exchange. Likely story. So we've had a guy that wanted to do his football picks, but he wasn't gambling. We've had a currency exchange guy, but he's not money laundering. What else are we going to get?
There's going to be a lot of exclamation points in that device manager.
Yeah, probably a little bit. And I'm sure Lewis is going to brag now and say, well, if you bought a Mac, you wouldn't have to worry about all that.
Well, if you bought a Mac, you wouldn't have to worry about all that.
Yeah, but he would have paid more than $30 probably.
Oh, a lot more than $30.
Right. It depends on the recycled machine. I mean,
even for a recycled Mac, come on, Lewis.
$50?
Look all over eBay and Craigslist, and
and probably more than $50 if it's one that's built in this century.
It's amazing those machines. The value after 5 years is still up there.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys hold their value like fine foreign automobiles
or Susan B. Anthony's.
Well, those guys hold their value really well, but so do the paper fives that they made last week. So, you know, whatever.
It's all relevant.
Whatever. That guy could tell us more about if the five holds its value or not.
Yeah, did you get his number?
Mike? No.
No?
No. I mean, I'm sure he's talking about stuff that's way too sophisticated for us anyway. He was talking about foreign currency.
Yeah, pie charts.
They have different money in other places? Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Break out the Excel spreadsheet.
Exactly. No, Google can tell you that. Are we wasting time or is it my imagination? Can we take a break here? Do you mind if we go a little early? Because I need to figure out what to talk about.
We've been wasting time for 2 hours now.
No, we have not. People are listening. They care. They like us. There's a couple people holding. When we come back, I'm going to ask Betty and Dave if they like us.
Love is in the air.
They love us. I'm sure of it. We'll find out. Stick around. That music means it's time to... Well, it's time to wrap this mother up. Cut the cord. Maybe even bring in the OG himself.
The
man, the myth, the legend. Who's that guy? What's that guy's name again? I hear breathing.
Wireless.
Wireless guy? are you iBoy?
I believe I am this trip.
Yeah, you set out on a mission to take over the entire East Coast with not one but two devices from the, what did you call them earlier, Big Brother Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lewis should be really happy with my little road trip here, huh?
Yeah, you're doing a commercial for him, although he doesn't have any in stock to sell to anybody. But go ahead and tell everybody how awesome or not awesome the iPad is. How's it been so far?
Yeah, I mean, I purposely left on this trip with just an iPhone and an iPad to see how productive I could be.
Did you take a change of underwear at least, man?
No, I didn't. With an iPad, you don't need much else.
Gotcha. So you have these two devices and?
And it turns out that's just not a good way to go if you want to be productive.
So when you started telling everybody, and you told everybody, I think, not only on television, but through the newspaper column and some other places, that this was not a productivity device, but rather an entertainment device that could do some productivity things.
Yeah.
You didn't take your own medicine, huh?
No. I was thoroughly proving out my theory, and I have absolutely unequivocally proven that theory.
Well, no, I think it's highly efficient that you create some content that then you send to me through a picture of what you did so that I can retype it all and post so that we can have content for the radio show. I think that works well.
I think I managed with this experiment to make us about the most unproductive crew on the planet this week.
It was pretty cool, though.
It was.
I mean, hey, if nothing else, you pushed the edge of what can be done, and you bumped up against it a few times, and... you know, now you can say unequivocally that, yes, it's awesome for these things not so much, and these things, forget about it.
Absolutely. And actually, on Tuesday, the 12, Channel 12 morning show, we're going to do a netbook versus iPad for road trips, you know, road warriors. Give you the very specifics of the pain.
Can we get some blue like boxing trunks and red ones and put them on and on the bottoms of these things to, you know, have a little weigh in and stuff?
We might have to do that, but on the theme of today's show with the cutting the cord, I'm actually on an Amtrak train. I decided to come back to New York a little early. And so I'm on the train now with a wireless device speaking to you all. And, you know, we give AT&T a lot of garbage, but it's doing pretty well.
Doing pretty well. Is everybody looking at you like, come on, jerk, you're not the only man here. You don't have to be on the phone the whole time.
Yeah, there is that whole way you think you are.
Yeah. Did you tell them you're doing some live radio, so keep it down, please?
Stand
up. Say, attention. All Amtrak passengers, attention. I'm very important. My name is Ken Colburn, and I'm doing a live radio show. So keep it down.
I'm trying to stay hidden down here. But anyway, cutting the cord works. You just need to be careful about which cord you cut and what device you take. And I'll have a full report when I get back into Phoenix.
Now, Ken, since it is only week one of the device, do you think that there might be some more productivity applications coming out in the near future that might make things a little easier for you?
Even with better applications, the interface itself is just not conducive to typing large quantities of text.
So a little little cumbersome on the typing side.
It absolutely is. And so then the option is to buy the external keyboard with the little docking tray. And then, I mean, now we're suddenly getting into, well, why don't I just bring my netbook?
Sure.
Now, I will tell you, anybody that's contemplating the same insanity, the lifesaver for me was the LogMeIn Ignite, which allowed me to remote into my Windows desktop and actually do the things that I couldn't do with the iPad from the road. So
that's an app you get from the App Store that lets you remote control your Windows or other computer in another place somewhere.
Yeah, had I not had that, this would have been a disastrous trip for me.
All right. Good commercial for LogMeIn, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose.
There you go. Hey, have a good time with your daughter this evening and have a safe trip back.
I am. I'm going to go crash her study group.
Fantastic.
All right, guys. Have fun. Hey, by the way, real quick,
yep.
We talked about this before. B.J. Emerson from Tasty Delight is going to be on the show next week. He's flying into town. We're going to go through a very extensive layout of social media for small businesses. So all you small business owners, mark that next week as your show.
Your show, and it's the same time, the same place. At noon here, we'll roll out the red carpet for B.J. and make sure we talk all about everything social, everything for your business.
And we might even get some free Tasty Delight, huh?
That sounds tasty.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night. See? That's how he rolls East Coast, because it's almost nighttime up in there.
Oh, geez.
So we've only got a few minutes left before the music starts, and then we have to say goodbye and all that. I'm going to remind everybody, if you're looking for ways for you to cut the cord, you're looking for some ideas, we've got links posted for you. They're not just posted today. They'll be posted tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. They'll live forever at our show archive at datadoctors.com/radio. That means you cannot just look at today's show, but you can go way back in time, just like you had yourself a DeLorean that goes 88 miles an hour. So you can go back and listen to the show, see the resources, and by all means, you know, we do the show each week, but in between the shows, lots of things happen in the world of technology, and we try to stay on top of it and keep you alerted, and we do that primarily through social media and primarily through our Facebook fan page. So if you haven't joined and you haven't become a fan, it's not necessarily a fan, so to speak. You don't have to have necessarily done business with us. If you just want to be alerted by us, if you want to stay in the loop to what's going on, then plug in there, and we'll make sure we help stay on top of all the things going on in the world, whether they're the bad things that you should avoid or the good things that you should go after. We can hook you up on any of that stuff. So, any other sort of last-minute things when it comes to cutting the cord you guys think are so awesome that in 30 seconds or less you want to talk about them?
Well, you guys had a great link on the website for the 12 gadgets to let you cut the cord from PC World.
These 12 gadgets let you cut the cord for good? Link right there?
That one.
So datadoctors.com/radio, look under this week's links, and you'll see what Lewis is talking about. And Robert, thanks for jumping in and answering a bunch of questions on the Facebook fan page. The fans are, I'm sure, pleased that you did so.
You got it.
Matt, thanks for stopping by. You don't have to say anything, but hey, you spoke. That was awesome. We've got it recorded. It'll live forever. And if you need help with an iPad, an iPhone, you want to buy a new one or you want to fix one that's busted up, Lewis over at Mac Media is the guy to see. Where's the website and where do they find you?
MacMediaInc.com if you're looking for an outstanding multimedia device in the iPad.
Now, he doesn't have any in stock today, but he'll get you one faster than anybody else in town will. So
I'll put you on that backlog.
That's the guy to go see, MacMediaInc.com, and you can find out where his locations are and how to get a hold of him there. Till next time, remember, if you don't need it, don't install it.